And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. Chuck Lura teaches biology at Dakota College at Bottineau, and he's another of Main Street's regular essayists. You can find his work online by searching for Natural North Dakota. Today, he's talking about molting waterfowl.
Not long ago, I was seeing ducks on most every marsh. Lots of ducks. As of late, though, it seems like they've all vanished. They haven't vanished, of course, and they haven't likely headed south. They're probably molting. Most birds replace their feathers one at a time. That way, their ability to fly throughout the year is not significantly impaired. That's not the case with waterfowl. They lose all their flight feathers at the same time. Ornithologists call it synchronous molting. And during this time, they cannot fly, and as a result, are more vulnerable to predation. So they head for cover while they molt. That basically means they stay in amongst tall, emergent wetland plants, such as cattails and bulrushes, until they regain their ability to fly. The timing of this molting waterfowl varies by species, as well as individuals within a species. So if you're watching waterfowl during the summer, you may see a few ducks overhead throughout the summer, but around July and August, there just aren't many ducks visible in the air or on the water. Ducks will select certain wetlands in which to molt. It might be a wetland near where they spent much of their summer. Some species, however, may migrate great distances to a molting wetland. Either way, these wetlands generally have some open water, but also lots of emergent vegetation, such as cattails or bulrushes, which provide the all-important cover for the birds while they molt. Biologists have found that an open water to emergent vegetation ratio between 50-50 and 70-30 are best. Not only is the cover a key factor in these wetlands, but replacing all those feathers is an energy-expensive process. And because feathers are largely protein, the duck diet needs to be high in protein. So these wetlands generally support abundant populations of invertebrates in addition to the emergent vegetation. So as you travel about, make a point of making some mental notes as to the waterfowl in your area this time of year compared to earlier in the season. And of course, it won't be long before the molt is complete, and those new feathers will get a real workout as the fall migration commences. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Bottineau. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.